You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
In Los Angeles. This is The Startup with Monique Leray, and I'm Monique Leray, coming to you from my home again in beautiful Laguna Beach, California. I'm a blonde now, guys. I'm a blonde for the summer. What do you guys think? All right. Yeah, just getting in the spirit of summer coming here soon. I guess June 20th is the official first day of the summer. So I'm adjusting and bringing in some sunshine. So I wanted to just say, actually want to say shout out to everyone in Vegas that made my trip really enjoyable last weekend. The Luxor was really great. We changed venues last minute. And everybody that was part of my my show, thank you so much, Life Vac, and everybody that contributed to a beautiful show. All right. And yeah, so basically we've got one guest today. And we one guest today. So it's a short and sweet show. I want to give a shout out to our sponsors that keep things running here at the Startup. Michael Solberg Family Wines. All right, there you go. Thank you so much, Leah, for everything that you do, making beautiful wines and making the connections for people. Also, La Casa del Camino, they're really awesome over there. And they gave me this shirt. I think I'm going to wear it soon when we go on the road. Here, let's see. There we go. All right, La Casa del Camino. If you're looking for a staycation in Southern California, Laguna Beach has a historical spot called La Casa del Camino, and they're known for their rooftop bar. So that's a really great place. It's about an hour away from San Diego and about an hour and 20 or hour and 10 from Los Angeles. So we're right smack dab in the middle. So come on down and enjoy some sunshine at La Casa del Camino and tell them Monique Leray sent you. All right, today, without further ado, I have an amazing guest on. She's an entrepreneur, and she has the brand G1. Gwendolyn, how are you?
I'm fine. How about you? Nice to meet you.
I'm doing really well. Nice to meet
you. Great.
Thank you so much.
You look great. I like the color. Your hair color is beautiful.
Thank you. I'm trying to lean into this summer, hot back summer that people are talking about. So, yeah. Yes. So I love your logo for G1, and you're repping absolutely correctly. Yeah, you're welcome. Tell everybody a little bit about. Oh, you're welcome. Tell us about your brand. Tell us how you founded it and the concept behind it.
Well, let me just tell you how I started the name. As you guys know, my name is Gwen, and I had a brother-in-law by the name of Wayne Jameson. He had a girlfriend named Gwen. And he couldn't call us both Gwen. So since I was there first, I was his sister-in-law back then, he said, you're going to be named G1. And he just called her Gwen. And that's been going on for 30 years, that name. So everyone either calls me G or G1. So I thought that I would go with that logo since everybody's, when they see me, they hey, G, hey, G1. And I came up with that idea with a friend of mine, my best friend, and Bethel from Extreme. We put it together, and here it is, and I love it. I'm excited about it. I want it to be bigger. I want to add more color to it. I want to add more items to my website. The website is g-worldwide.com. You could go on. I have a website, and it's doing pretty good right now, and I'm excited for it to even grow into something bigger.
Wow. You know, I love hearing origin stories for startups and how people get the name. Right. And it seems so organic and so natural right. that, you know, hey, I got to remember who you are and I got to be able to call your name and it can't be the same. And here you are building an empire on just like a neighborhood, like around the way thing. How cool.
Right. And I did it by myself. You know, I did it by myself with no help from anybody and excited. And I'm excited that I did it through the pandemic, you know. I'm not working right now because of that. And I said, let me try something, you know. And I was going to do T-shirts, just subliminal remarks. And then I just said, let me try this and see how this goes. And it's been going pretty good. Yeah.
So tell us, how that journey's been for you through the pandemic, because it sounds like you were getting some, taking off, getting some steam, you know, getting some traction, excuse me, and then pandemic hit and people are reprioritizing their funds, their time. How did you weather the, I mean, we're almost out of it. How did you weather it so far?
Well, here's the thing. It was scary, really, really scary for me because I've never done anything like this. I've never had a business. It's, you know, it was beat me by myself. I had to start it up from somewhere and I had to search for someone to help me get, you know, to start it up. And I, like I said, I found someone and I sat down and I didn't know if it, I was going to go through with it or not. So one meeting led into this. And even though a lot of people were, you know, not working, but once my my brand started getting up and getting out, that's when the epidemic started, you know, easing up and people were starting to spend money and purchase things. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So, you just were holding on tooth and nail to get to this point. It sounds
exactly,
like.
Exactly. I had planned, I started last year with it. It, you know, it wasn't no overnight success or anything. It's, you know, it's, I think I started in August last year, putting it together and, it just branched about 2 months ago. So I'm just looking for it to be marketed, you know, into something bigger. And I'm excited. I'm very excited. I'm happy.
I'm excited for you too. And I really love your, you know, it's just your passion for it and your willingness to just see it through. And I feel like you really have to have grit to be a startup business just on regular days. But now you add, you sprinkle in a pandemic on top of that. I mean, it's just, and did you help, did you apply for any help during the pandemic? Because I know a lot of startup businesses were looking for that PPE protection. I'm not sure if you're at the payroll portion of your business yet, but, or any grants, were you able to acquire anything?
No, I had some savings from when, from a while ago that I had came into, and I just said I wasn't going to mess with it. And it was before the pandemic and I just left it sitting there and I said, I'm going to do something with it. I'm not going to just shop and go do it, you know, what we would have done during the pandemic because we were, people were depressed, unhappy, sad, you know, people were going through a lot of things. And I just said, I wasn't going to, you know, touch it. I was going to put it into use and make something more of myself and build a bigger brand for myself and for my two grandkids, leave something for them.
I love it.
I have two kids and they're grown, so. That's what they say. That's what they say. I have a 33-year-old son, Derek, and I have a 28-year-old daughter, Denisha. So they're doing good. So they both have a kid. So yeah, doing this for them.
Well, you know, you had a really good start a few weeks ago when we did the Oscars gifting suite. Gwendolyn gave us some G1 shirts, and we were able to get this into. What'd you say?
I said, yep, that's one of, that's one of the t-shirts, right?
Yes, this is one of your t-shirts.
Okay.
And it's G1, it's like the post you have there. And I love this shirt and we gave them out and we had a couple left. So I actually gave one to this kid playing softball in Vegas. So I'll be sending you a picture of that. But your shirts got spread around LA. And it was the best bag we ever did. And I'm so grateful that you were able to add value. Thank you so much for your very large give. And I hope people are reaching out to you and recognizing your brand for it. Okay. So Gwendolyn, I think, is going to come.
Oh, cool. Back. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. Tell me about your beanie here that you have and walk us through the line. Like, what exactly do you have on the website? You know, I need to take a look and check you out, but tell the viewers and listeners what you have on there today. Can you hear me there, Gwen? Okay. Okay. We're having a little tech.
I'm looking forward to
Okay, yeah, we're having a little bit of a technical issue with Gwen, but maybe we'll bring her right back. Ronan's going to work on that, and we will see what happens. But listen, let me show you guys what this shirt looks like, because it's kind of awesome. I wore it the other day and tagged G1, And if you're looking for something sporty this summer, if you're on a baseball team, G1. It's pretty cool, right? I love the graphic. Beautiful quality t-shirt. She's got some beanies. She was wearing one of them. I wonder, when we get her back, I wonder if she's doing a ski line. I would love to wear that beanie when going skiing this winter. That would be kind of cool. Or like a ear warmer with the G1 logo. I think it's really great. And so you guys, listen, if you have a concept, if you are thinking about launching a brand, be like Gwendolyn and don't give up. She had a boundary with her money. She said she wasn't going to spend her savings, but she definitely wanted to keep the brand going, and she found a way. You have to have grit being a startup business owner. You have to have endurance, and it's okay to get tired. I was feeling a little tired today. I actually have some coffee. So, you know, shout out to Love Works by Nicole Moore. Thank you for the mug. But I was feeling a little drained today, a little tired. And, you know, that's okay. As an entrepreneur, it's going to be like that. You're not always going to have energy. People say that I'm always on a 10. It's actually not true. I actually do have times where I feel a little sluggish, but, you know, just reprioritize your time and your energy. And I made the mistake in the beginning starting my businesses to overcommit myself. So I'm learning to not do that. I'm learning to delegate my time better, manage it, and give myself time brackets. So if there's something to do, you know, that you need to get done that you don't really want to do, like paperwork, I reward myself. So that's just a fun little tip to do. Oh, there's Gwen. Hello, Gwen. You're back.
Back.
All right, dear. Well, we were asking, I was showing them your t-shirt, and we came up with, I was wondering, you know, you have this cool beanie with the color of your logo. I think it's like yellow.
Lime green.
Yeah.
It's lime green. Lime green.
Lime green. That would be really hot on the ski slopes, because I ski in the wintertime. Right. And I think it would be real hot to get a couple of those on the ski slopes. And maybe like if you did like ear warmers with the G1 on it.
That's a great idea. I'm going to write that down.
Write that one down. The startup is launching stuff all the time. Well, it's good to get in different arenas, you know, even though it's obviously like a sports casual wear, but it could branch off to different things. I mean, it could be like a track and field line, it could be hockey, it could be what's your vision for it? Where do you want to see it go?
I plan getting it into the schools for the young kids. I plan on getting it into like where they play basketball, just doing pop-ups and just bringing it to everybody, every field, every sports that I could do it at. That's what I plan on trying to just sweatsuits and sweatwear.
Beautiful. Yeah, that would be really so good.
At this time, I'm trying to get it into the gyms right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it would be a good fit into the gyms right now because they wear sweats. Everybody knows their sweats. Right now, I have 2 sweatsuits on the line, like the black one. And I also have a gray one with black logo. And I'll, you know, as you've shown, the t-shirt, I have the beanie, I have a cap.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. And my next drop will be a ladies' wear.
Oh,
a ladies' wear. I'm just trying to get the colors. Yeah, the colors. Yeah, that's the one. I'm just trying to get the colors together, you know. So everybody's saying, do this color, do that color. But like I said, you don't want to start off with a whole bunch of colors when you're just doing it by yourself, you know, and I'm just small black owned business. So I'm just going to try to figure out those 2 colors.
That's actually smart. I think. Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I think it's smart to start off and just focus on a couple things, make it really great and then branch out. And I find that a lot of successful small businesses are doing just that. Focusing and mastering a couple things, maybe 1 or 2 things or products. So I think you're on the right path. You mentioned, yes, you're a small black business and small female black owned. How has that been for you in the time of like Black Lives Matter and the whole movement for everybody and being female and in this time and transition for our country? How's it been for you?
Actually, I got motivated by watching on IG and Facebook, how young entrepreneurs are starting up young businesses small. So yeah. I'm looking, you know, what they're doing. And I said, let me see if I could do it. You know, they're doing it. And it's at every age. People are starting business, you know. So yeah. I follow behind them. And, like, I wish them all success. And I want to be successful just like them. You know, and I plan on being successful. I just added biker shorts to my line.
Ooh.
And the next line, I'm going to have tights. So perfect. Spandex tights, for, you know, for the women. So I'm excited about that. And I also added a new color that will be my next drop, which is navy blue.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to pick up a pair of those tights because
yeah, exactly.
That's my go-to when I'm on the plane and exactly. when I'm doing my spin bike.
Yeah. Yes. There you go.
Yes.
I'm excited, well, nervous, but I'm going to do it.
Yes. And it's okay to be nervous and excited. I think that those are really great emotions when you're birthing something and it's your own and you're building a legacy for your grandchildren and your family and yourself. And this is really inspiring, Gwen. I mean, what do you want to leave people with who are on the fence about starting a business? And they say, you know, they have a great idea or they think it's a great idea, but they don't have the money and they're busy and they've got kids and they just don't know how to do it. What would you tell people to maybe inspire them? Okay. Gwen, are you there?
Just keep if it's in you to do it. Follow your first instinct. Don't be afraid. Start small. Follow your passion. And keep a positive attitude and have faith. Faith is the most biggest thing to have. Just if you keep your faith and believe in it, you'll believe that it's going to be successful. You don't have to start with a whole bunch of items. You can start with anything, cups, hats, socks, anything. You can start. You hear me? Are you back?
Yes. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Don't let anybody stop you because there's people out there that will tell you can't do it. Don't listen. You could do it. You could do it. Just follow your own dream and you'll become someone. Just keep your faith in your dreams.
Yes. Beautiful.
Keep them alive
beautiful
and keep advice. Going.
I agree with that. Beautiful advice. Yes. And
right.
put your blinders on exactly. and stay focused. And, you know, I think, you know, when you're first starting, all the questions don't have to be answered. I remember when I was first starting with the wine caterers and I felt overwhelmed mm-hmm. with the idea because mm-hmm. I got so excited mm-hmm. about it and it kept mm-hmm. me up at night because I didn't know how I was going to do it.
Right.
And you don't need to see the whole way, but if you're getting an inspired idea, it's coming from somewhere and that right. same place it's coming from isn't going to leave you hanging. You're going to always find resources and people to join you. And so we love that here at the Startup. Gwendolyn, thank you for joining us. I'm sorry that your internet was a little, we're going to have you back in the studio when we're not internet challenged because it happened.
Right. Okay. No problem.
And can you give us your handles one more time?
And I'm very excited. I'm glad you gave me the opportunity. It's g1worldwide.com. G-worldwide.com. G1. I'm sorry. I'm nervous. G1. It's hey, one word. Play. Worldwide.com. You'll find me there.
Beautiful. We just can't wait to find you there. Okay. You guys, we're going to tag her when we put this up on YouTube and you'll be able to find Gwendolyn and G1. You stay amazing. Yeah. It's awesome, Gwendolyn. Mm-hmm. And thank you for joining us here on The Startup.
All right. Go to my page, G1.brand, and that's my Instagram. You can find my clothes there too, g1.brand.
Beautiful. Well, have a good Sunday.
Okay.
See you soon.
You guys too, enjoy your day. Appreciate you. Right. Thank you. Nice meeting you. Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. She's so sweet. I like Gwen. And, you know, hey, guys, no need to be nervous. I'm nervous every time I do this. I mean, I'm usually behind the scenes. I'm a producer. Speaking of producing, because you know I'm going to always plug my film. Well, we have to make it plural because it's two. The Pandemic Project documentary is still going strong. Yesterday I had a session. We had an edit session with the narrator, with Christopher John. Shout out to Christopher John. he came by and we did some narration for the film. So we're getting on the home stretch here with the edit of the Pandemic Project documentary, which is the American version. And we're also working on the Pandemic film, which is the international version. So I guess the next place we're going is Canada. So hello, Canada. Let us in, please. It's been an adventure, guys, with all the international travel and the rules and restrictions. And you're going to see that fully documented in our documentary, The Pandemic Film. If you're not following me on Instagram, please do that. We would love that. And we'll follow you back at The Pandemic Film, at The Pandemic Project Documentary. So we have two different Instagrams, two different films. One's the American version and one's the international version, okay? And also, our Instagram for this show is at The Startup with Monique Larray. Yeah, today's a short show. I know you guys have a lot of beautiful things to do in this sunshine. We had one guest today, Gwendolyn from G1. Shout out to her. Find her at G1 on Instagram. And in case you missed it, let me show you the shirt again. It's really cozy, sporty, clean, nice logo. I really like it. Pretty simple, right? G1. How about that back, that startup story of how she came up with the name for the brand? I think that that's really cool. If you have a startup brand and you're looking for visibility, why don't you follow me on Instagram? We have a couple events coming up at Monique Larray Stinson. That's MoniqueLoreStinson. And we would love to speak to you about maybe having you in one of our gifting suites. We have something coming up September 17th for the celebration of the Emmys. And that will be the celebrity gifting suite. There'll be 100 press, media, influencers there, and many more people that can help shine the light on your brand. So if you're a startup brand and you don't know where to start as far as marketing and visibility, maybe we'd be a great step. You can also email me at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com, and we can get you started on that. All right. So, guys, have you followed our film YouTube channel? And this is where we upload each of these episodes. So if you haven't, you can find my film trailer there. You can find our episodes of this podcast there. And it's Monique Larray Stinson. It's Latchkey Kid Films by Monique Larray Stinson. Oh my God, I got a lot of pages and stuff. All right, so it's Latchkey Kid Films by Monique Larray Stinson, and that's on YouTube. So give it a like and follow, and you'll get an alert. You know, click the bell, and you'll get an alert. And I upload every like Monday or Tuesday. It's when we get these uploaded. So there's plenty of content on there from over a year. We're actually going to be on our 2-year anniversary in September. How cool is that? I can't even believe it. So that is the deal. So make sure you follow us on YouTube. And please take a look at the Pandemic Project documentary trailer. We have 3 laurels on this thing, okay? 3 considerations. We're finalists in 2 film festivals, in the Paris International Short Films and London International. So, excuse me, Toronto. Maybe London will happen soon. But it's Toronto and Paris right now. And we did get considered at the Venice Shorts in Venice, California, but we did not make the finals on that one. But we were honored anyway. So check it out. If you like it, give it a like, give it a share. But we document people from every walk of life. It's not a political issue for us. It's not a political piece. It's a humanitarian and a health piece. And it's actually a historical piece. Like, we want to document this moment in time. So that's what the film is about, and that's what we're aiming to portray. So you don't have to worry about feeling any political, anything there. Do we have people in the trailer that are experts in their field that have been deemed political? Yeah, we do. We have them there. But again, you know, they're in the medical field, and that's why they're in the trailer. So, you know, I'll leave it to you to decide however you want to label them. But I think you guys will actually enjoy it. And I think that's pretty much it. Oh, a shout out to Lady Ray J. Hello, Lady Ray J in St. Louis. How are you? Well, I'll wave it with this hand. This is my parade wave. Oh, guys, we're going to do the LA Wine Fest coming up here. I think it's in, when is it? Is it September or October? I'll keep you guys posted. But I'll be doing the LA Wine Fest with my partner, Michael Solberg Family Wines, and Leah over at Michael Solberg Family Wines. And of course, my brands, The Wine Caterers, Natural Born Psalm, Host at Home, and many more. So we have a lot of things going that we're trying to get the wine thing cranking up again. I don't know if we're going to do any wine hosted parties at home anytime soon. I think it'll probably be like late fall or maybe next year. I might just wait and just give it a fresh new do over for the new year and let it come in and be that. But we want to get back on that. So if you are interested in getting wine education, Lee and I have come up with a curriculum with Assam Meunier. His name is Billy Dim from Blintique. And we partnered with him and we have a curriculum. And we just revamped it right before the pandemic. We had, you know, a couple classes here in Laguna and it was really cool. So if you're intrigued about wine and you want a starter session about it and learn, you know, the basics, so you can carry on a basic conversation about wine and learn about, you know, just the basics. You don't have to be a wino. You can be a sober person to learn about wine. You don't have to drink it. It is an art. It is a culture. It is, you know, about the soil and the grapes and the story behind the vineyard and, you know, the year and they call it the vintage. But it's just a whole world and I love it. I'm in love with wine. So I'm actually going to start doing a little bit of like a workout cleanse and, you know, and tone down the drinking because I have my pandemic pounds that I've put on, but you can still love wine and taste it. You can still go to wine shows. So we're going to be, I say all that to say, we're going to be at the LA Wine Fest. Shout out to the LA Wine Fest. And our partner, La Costa Del Camino, will be there with us at the booth. So come down and get some goodies. Taste some good wine. That'll be this fall. I just have to get the date for you guys. I will keep you posted on that. And we'll give you more updates on that. So we also have space in our swag bags for the Emmys week. So September 17th in Hollywood for the Emmy Celebrity Gifting Suite. If you have a brand like Gwen's startup brand, and you know you don't have a large budget for marketing, but you want to, you know, you want to dip your toe in the water, get into our swag bag. It's a great way to get your items into influencers' hands. People with followership, you know, of 10,000 or more on Instagram, 20,000. I think, you know, some of them have 60,000. I know Matt has a quarter of a million, almost. So there's some people in there with some influence. So that's a really good way to get your, you know, your brand out there. So you can email me again at capricoriusmedia@gmail.com. And shout out to everyone that helps make this show possible. I appreciate your support and always following and watching. So keep up the good work, guys, and, you know, stay started up. Also, you know, message me. What kind of items do you want to see on this show? What kind of brands? Have we missed anything? I mean, we've covered a lot of startups. I know we're going to have someone with a dental brand that we haven't done dental. And that's a fun fact about me. I'm actually a certified dental assistant. Well, when I was 19, I was. I'm sure my certification has expired by now. But, you know, oral health is important. I feel like we've covered a lot of things, beauty, food and drink. So you guys, let me know what brands or, you know, entrepreneurs that you want to hear from that are unique that we haven't covered here on the startup, because we want to be vast. We want to cover it all. So, all right, want to be well-rounded, guys. Last thing, save the date, July 11th. I have a celebrity guest in studio. It'll be my first show in studio back in the LA Talk Radio studio. So you won't be seeing this or any hotel room. I'll be coming back in the studio July 11th. And we're going to have Hell's Kitchen star Cody. He'll be here. And we're going to have the guys from Symposium app. It's one of the top 10 tech apps in the world right now. Definitely download Symposium app. That's it. That's what we've got going on. We've got Sean Antonio come in the studio, life coach, and his beautiful wife, Alicia Antonio. So mark your calendars and join us on that date, July 11th, for my first in studio in a whole over a year. So as always, guys, it's a short show, but I always ask you this every week. What will you start up today? And we'll see you soon. Be well. See you next week.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.